Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Hebrew Bible, the Tanakh. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. Looking for auto body suppliers, parts, and vehicle parts? Go to autobodyparts1968.com or partsautomotive.biz, parts, P-A-R-T-S, automotive.biz, autobodyparts1968.com. Looking for some good Christian alternative music? Well, go to songcastmusic.com/profiles, ending with an S, / Roderick White. Again, that is songcastmusic.com/profiles, ending with an S, / Roderick White. All right, now I'll go into the program. And it goes to say, now, brothers, I must remind you of the good news which I proclaim to you and which you received, and on which you have taken your stand, and by which you are being saved, provided you keep holding fast to the message I proclaim to you. For if you don't, your trust will have been in vain. So keep holding fast to the message, the word of God, so that your trust is not in vain. For among the first things I passed on to you was what I also received, namely this: the Messiah died for our sins in accordance with what the Tanakh says, and he was buried, and he was raised on the third day in accordance with what the Tanakh says, and he was seen by Kepha, then by the 12, and afterwards he was seen by more than 500 brothers at one time, the majority of whom are still alive, though some have died. Later he was seen by Yaakov, then by all the missionaries, and last of all he was seen by me, even though I was born at the wrong time. For I am the least of all the missionaries, unfit to be called a missionary, because I persecuted the messianic community of God. But by God's grace, I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I have worked harder than all of them, although it was not by I, but by the grace of God with me. Anyhow, whether I or they, this is what we proclaim, and this is what you believe. So, his work was done by the grace of God, as well as all of our works today in the missionary process, and in the missionary work. But if it has been proclaimed that the Messiah has been raised from the dead, how is it that some of you are saying there is no such thing as a resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then the Messiah has not been raised. And if the Messiah has not been raised, then what we have proclaimed is in vain. Also, your trust is in vain. Furthermore, we are shown up as false witnesses for God and having testified that God raised up the Messiah, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then the Messiah has not been raised either. And if the Messiah has not been raised, your trust is useless, and you are still in your sins. Also, if this is the case, those who died in union with the Messiah are lost. If it is only for this life that we have put our hope in the Messiah, we are more pitiable than anyone. So, the brother's saying here, if we put our hope in a false God, then we're pitiful. If we put our hope that the Christ was raised and he wasn't raised, then that's pitiful to put your hope in such a false belief. But the Christ was raised, and he appeared to the brothers, and he appeared to more than 500, as well as the 12 apostles. So, thus they bear witness to, and down to this day the witness has been born. It goes to say, but the fact is that the Messiah has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a man, also the resurrection of the dead has come through a man. For just as in connection with Adam all died, so in connection with the Messiah all will be made alive. But each in his own order. The Messiah is the first fruits. Then those who belong to the Messiah are the time of his coming. Then the culmination when he hands over the kingdom of God to the Father, after having put an end to every rulership, yes, to every authority and power. So Christ is going to bring an end to man's rulership and put his Father or God in power or authority. Because as man does, may or may not realize, the government set up were a test to see how things would turn out. Because remember, the children of Israel wanted a king to be set up over them and wanted to rule like the pagan nations. So good or God allowed this to go on. He gave them a king, King David, Saul, and the rest of them. For he has to rule until he puts in all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be done away with will be death. For he put everything in subjection under his feet. But when it says that everything has been subjected, obviously the word does not include God, who is himself the one subjecting everything to the Messiah. Now when everything has been subjected to the Son, then he will subject himself to God who subjected everything to him, so that God may be everything in everyone. Were it otherwise, what would the people accomplish who are immersed on behalf of the dead? If the dead are not actually raised, why are people immersed for them? For that matter, we ourselves, why do we keep facing danger hour by hour? Brothers, by the right to be proud, which the Messiah, Yeshua, Lord, gives me, I solemnly tell you that I die every day. If my fighting with wild beasts in the Ephesus was done merely on a human basis, what do I gain by it? If dead people are not raised, we might as well live by the saying, let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we will die. Don't be fooled, but bad company ruins good character. Come to your senses, live righteously, and stop sinning. There are some people who lack knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. So the brother is saying here, if it were that the dead were not raised and the ministry were not true, it would be okay to say, let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we will die. But it's not that case. And he says, don't be a fool or be bad company ruins good character. But someone will ask, in what manner are the dead raised? What sort of body do they have? Stupid. When you sow a seed, it doesn't come alive unless it first dies. Also, what you sow is not the body that will be, but a bare seed of, say, wheat or something else. But God gives it the body he intended for it, and to each kind of seed he gives its own body. Not all living matter is the same living matter. On the contrary, there is one kind for human beings, another kind of living matter for animals, another for birds, another for fish. Further, there are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. But the beauty of heavenly bodies is one thing, while the beauty of earthly bodies is something else. The sun has one kind of beauty, the moon another, the stars yet another. Indeed, each star has its own individual kind of beauty. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. When the body is sown, it decays. When it is raised, it cannot decay. When sown, it is without dignity. When raised, it will be beautiful. When sown, it is weak. When raised, it will be strong. When sown, it is an ordinary human body. When raised, it will be a body controlled by the Spirit. If there is an ordinary human body, there is also a body controlled by the Spirit. In fact, the Tanakh says so. Adam, the first man, became a living human being, but the last Adam has become a life-giving spirit. Note, however, that the body from the spirit did not come first, but the ordinary human one, the one from the spirit, comes afterwards. The first man is from the earth, made of dust. The second man is from heaven. People born of dust are like the man of dust, and people born from heaven are like the man from heaven. And just as we have borne the image of man of dust, so also we bear the image of man from heaven. So Adam came from the spirit first, and then into the human body second, into dust, born into dust. So we want to remember that. Let me say this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot share in the kingdom of God, nor can something that decays share in what does not decay. Look, I will tell you a secret. Not all of us will die, but we will all be changed. It will take but a moment, the blink of an eye, at the final shofar. For the shofar will sound, and the dead will be raised to live forever. And we too will be changed. For this material, which can decay, must be clothed with imperishability. This which is mortal must be clothed with immortality. When what decays puts on imperishability and what is mortal puts on immortality, then this passage in the Tanakh will be fulfilled. So he's talking about death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where's your victory? Death, where's your sting? The sting of death is sin, and sin draws its power from the Torah. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. So, my dear brothers, stand firm, immovable, always doing the Lord's work as vigorously as you can, knowing that united with the Lord, your efforts are not in vain. So what we've learned here is that the original man came from the spirit, and we should all live by spirit, because when we let the spirit take over, the spirit of God, of Ruach HaKodesh within us, then we have become united with Christ in body and faith and trust and faith and spirit. And that's what we want to do, is become united with Christ in body, faith, and spirit. We don't want to part from that. We want to live righteous lives, clean and holy lives. All right, that is it for my ministries, and I'm going to say a prayer, and I'll be leaving you. Good, I petition you that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up, bless them in the harvest work, and have them congregate with me on the radio station. I pray that you strengthen them up and open their eyes to the truth, the Tanakh, and the wisdoms of all of the Tanakh and the Torah, and enable them to learn the truth and the truth alone and become righteous at heart and their foot directed by your spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.